Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm Stuart, and we have Larry with us tonight, and we're going to talk about what's going on with Israel. She's being isolated, the request for the Third Temple, and where that puts us on the timeline. The new BOTS report is out, has some really, really interesting stuff concerning, actually, the strong delusion. But before we get rolling here, Larry's wife, Darnette, took a horrible fall. She's in a lot of pain, and we are asking everyone to pray for Darnette, because there's a lot of power in sincere and real prayer. So we're just asking everyone to take some time after the show and pray for Darnette and Larry, for that matter, and actually for all the people out there that are doing the truth, but especially for Darnette, because it's really serious, and it could be extremely serious. I took a fall very similar, and kind of hard to describe. Hi, Larry. How are you doing?
Hey, Stuart. Thanks for having me, and I appreciate so much you asking for prayer for Darnette, because she's really stove up.
Yeah, these falls are kind of paranormal. I'm going to come right out and say it. I took one where I was upright, and within a second, I was flat, and it was almost like I had been pushed by something. And you don't even have time to put your arms out to brace yourself. You're just on the ground. And I guess that's similar. What happened to her, is it?
Yeah, it's similar. She just went down, and there wasn't no way. It happened suddenly, and there was no way to stop it, and she was injured like you were. And I actually went, you know, she got to the house, I actually thought of you and your fall and what had occurred, because it sounded so similar, and there are other people out there that have had these same things happen.
Yeah, it's kind of paranormal, supernatural. We have enemies, and I don't think people really realize the extent of the reality of these entities, and the extent that they can do damage if you're not aware of it. Where do you want to start? We have the bots, and they're talking repeatedly about increasing Earth changes. So maybe that'd be a good place to start, because of the earthquake activity that's going on and the volcanic eruptions that are going on. And I have a headline here that says Mexico, Peru, Italy, and Hawaii all on January 1st through 2nd.
Yeah, it's very interesting, Stuart. And as a matter of fact, I'm watching Fox News at the moment, and all they're scrolling across the bottom is the earthquakes that hit Oklahoma today, and which were up to 3.7 magnitude, and then also there's swarms out in Southern California and Northern California. Down Southern California, around the Mexico and California border of Brawley, California, and then the Mammoth Lakes region up in Northern, and then you've got Hawthorne, Nevada, that is still just hammering with earthquakes, and you know, and that's not even talking volcano. The volcanoes also are increasing. When you mentioned earth changes, this is all increasing.
Yeah, the bots lay it all at what Stan Dale lays it on. Actually, he is, and I actually agree with him totally, because of what the Bible says about earth expansion, and we're going through an expanding planet, and you're going to get the rifts, sinkholes. You're going to get mountain slides, you're going to get huge earthquakes, you're going to have a lot of volcanic activity. So, this is, and then here's another headline, Fukushima radiation plume now hitting the West Coast. That's been actually hitting the West Coast for some time, hasn't it? And we've been getting reports of birth defects along in California. They don't report any of it, of course. Have you heard any more about that?
Just that this is continuing, and matter of fact, and we can mention it here, you know, you went on to Space Weather the other day and looked at the very strange anomaly over the Arctic up
yes.
high in the atmosphere, very strange, rare clouds. And at the same time, you noted the radiation. And the radiation over America, or Canada and America and across that region, it's just, it's phenomenal how high this radiation is getting.
Well, and it's a kind of a straight line rise, and it's going to get serious. And I do remember the bots saying, getting back to Cliff High and his bots, saying that even airline crews were going to have to change their course over the poles because of increasing radiation that's coming in. And do we not have a great big coronal hole on the sun that's really developing?
All of a sudden. Just all of a sudden it's turning towards Earth again, a huge coronal hole. And this is continuing, Stuart. We're continually being hammered with these energized protons that are coming out of the sun, out of the coronal hole, and they're hammering the geomagnetic field of the planet, which, you know, you're well aware that the geomagnetic fields have been twisted, and they're being hammered, and they're tearing. And so we've, as a planet, we do have problems.
Well, you remember that deal that Stan Dale reported? I don't know if it had to do with the North Atlantic anomaly, but there was an island, was it La Palma or around that area, where there was a hole that basically opened up and sun radiation was coming down full blast on these people, made them all sick? Or am
yeah,
I not remembering
yeah,
that right?
No, you're here. Yeah, that was the Canary Island region, and it was a friend of mine that was on that island, that him and his wife was sick, and everybody on the island was sick, and he emailed me, and I sent it to Stan, and Stan mm-hmm. determined that it was the South Atlantic anomaly had drifted up over that region, and it was literally the radiation and sunlight that was coming down through that anomaly, giving these people radiation sickness. They were literally having radiation sickness.
Yeah, and I don't think people realize how dangerous the sun is anyway, because of the UV ratings are changing. There's the advanced theory that the sun is actually in the process possibly of changing fuels. And that kind of leads us to the 3 days of darkness. There are several areas that are kind of interesting about that prophecy. One would be that some space body, a huge space body, that causes 3 days of total darkness. The other is the sun blinks out as it's changing fuels. It just kind of turns itself off and then comes back. So it's kind of interesting to watch all this anomalous activity, but it's also very, very dangerous, because along with this activity, we are getting into the Trump situation, the Third Temple, and the Sanhedrin. What's the latest on the Trump-Obama war? I mean, it just seems to... Go ahead.
Well, the latest on that is this is continuing, and of course, they made notices today on Fox. It says Obama acts like he won the election because he's going out and giving speeches, you know, in the last few days. And of course, January the 15th, they're very concerned because the insiders are saying that Trump and Kerry, I mean, not Trump, but Obama and Kerry have a plan with a peace conference in France to bring up this Palestinian state and go ahead and try to divide Jerusalem and Israel at that point. And so they're very concerned about that. And of course, Trump trying to come in to shield that from happening. And he can't until the 20th, and this is the 15th. And interestingly, Tom Horn just posted, says on their way out of office, Obama with Kerry and Biden continue challenges of God and biblical covenants, threatens Genesis 12:3 curse on the USA through their attempt to divide Jerusalem as they nurture acceleration of anti-Christ, anti-Semitic system.
Yeah. I don't think the American people are aware at all of what that means. And I think they will do it because Trump cannot undo something that the United Nations does. He could defund the UN. He could kick them out of the United States, but he can't change what they did because it's an international thing and it's beyond his power. So I think that's probably one of the reasons why Obama's doing what he's doing. He's really giving the finger to not only Israel, but to the American people as well, a very sore loser. But if they actually do divide Israel, there are just so many prophecies of America being split in half. You had a, I don't know if you could call it a vision, but you said it was, it happened suddenly, and it was just like a twig being snapped. Do you remember that one?
Yeah. I sure do. I was in prayer, and a number of years ago, I had done a lot of prayer when Bill Clinton, came against Netanyahu the first time, and then tried to knock him out of office, and then of course Obama has done the very same thing, and even sent people and money to divide the government there and to kill any chances that Netanyahu had to win again. However, he did. Netanyahu won again, and I had prayed about some of this, and I heard a twig snap, and it was, like the Holy Spirit revealed to me that if they do what they plan to do, that he will break America in half in response, and that's been a long time, but we're really in serious trouble, and as I've said before, I don't think the American people realize that Obama is literally doing this by authority in the name of the American people.
And they're not stopping him. And they could. No. I mean, it's like the Supreme Court ruling Roe versus Wade. They could have thrown those people out. They could have risen up. But, of course, when you have apostasy to the degree we have it in the United States, even among the Christians, which is a great apostasy, and then, of course, all the, the schools, everybody mocks the Bible and more or less says, well, it's an idiotic book, it's old wives' tale, and it'd be better left buried somewhere. I wanted to read something before we get into some of this stuff on the bots, if I could. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Now, that sounds like an arrival to me. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, and that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. That's one of the most deadly verses of Scripture there is. Now I want to read something out of the bots. This is his latest release, and we can talk about it. Interrupt anywhere you want. He talks about the bravery or courage issue is going to surface in several areas of humanity over early 2017, as the data sets have religion, especially monotheism, under the factual assault of new discoveries. These factual assaults are showing up as overturning and upending of the claimed origins for the religions. New information is forecast as coming from the other side of the planet that is going to prove biblical distortions of history, non-participation of any of the monotheic religions in any of their claimed history. The sets are suggesting that the greatest reformation of human thought in over 7,000 years will be overtaking us all the rest of this decade and beyond. The longer-term sets have it only taking 4 years for the established religious structures, organizations, to be dying and abandoned as facts and new technological innovations allow for the tentative rewriting of human history. What do you think of that one?
Well, I find that incredibly interesting, especially with some of the recent reports about Antarctica and also the recent movie Alien Covenant. It's all of this coming out. And what's interesting, too, Tom Horn posted a couple days ago, says, question, what lies behind a mysterious massive wall in Antarctica? And says the satellite spots massive hidden anomaly object in Antarctica, and there's reports more and more coming out of the UK about this find. And we've known the facts for some time about archaeologists and all other kind of people that's been brought down to Antarctica for some kind of secret project. And I think you just watched Alien and Predators movie again.
Yes.
Kind of
you there?
Yeah.
Hello?
I just said kind of interesting.
Oh, okay. Well, what's interesting to me is also the fact that in that movie, it was a satellite that discovered the anomaly. Then they go down there and they begin to explore. And, of course, the alien versus predator war actually all but annihilates the entire team. And you will remember there was a movie group that went down there and they disappeared. They've never been found.
That's right.
Remember
Absolutely.
That?
Yeah, they're still missing, and there were some videos that were supposedly vanishing about that time that were news videos, and a lot of background chatter about what was going on down there, but it got cut off. And this is what's interesting, Stuart. You know, I myself have presented some information to try to get a Tora code read on Antarctica, but I'm not succeeding at the moment, but I do know that presentations have been made, so maybe something will pop up on the window on that, especially if this ties in to some type of great deception.
Yeah, this is, well, again, I guess we'd have to say that people have got to choose whether mankind was created perfect and fell, and that's why we have all the problems we have, murder, wars, rapes, stealing, theft, and all that good stuff that goes on a daily basis, or mankind fell long ago at the garden, just like the Bible says he did, and needs a redeemer. So you have actually creation versus evolution. And the human race has obviously opted for evolution and has basically dismissed creation. So the human race has been set up by science, and science so-called, the Bible actually mocks science, and that's kind of what that warning is from Thessalonians. I believe that we're going to have an arrival, and as that ne'er-do-well erstwhile no-eyes, that Indian Sharman woman who said that the aliens are going to even come with proof. Now, what's interesting about that is there was a lawyer who, I think he worked for the government, if I'm not mistaken, but he said that if the aliens can prove that they manufactured us, and they can bring DNA proof to prove it, that they own us. And if they own us, legally, they can do whatever they want with us. And you remember Stan Deo did that research on Daniel and the arrival and how nasty it was actually going to get. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. Stan Deo did that talking about reemphasizing some of the points of Daniel and the end times, of course, and at the same time, you know, he got heavy into the fallen ones, even, you know, exposing a fallen one's base in Saudi Arabia that nobody even knew existed. And and Stan was, you know, he was hesitant because he said hardly anyone believes this stuff, except he says it's coming soon. He said he expected an arrival situation or a revelation almost any time. And he said the great he still links in with a great deception that most of mankind will just simply not believe the truth at all, and they will just be totally caught off guard, and they won't understand any of it.
Well, if these so-called discoveries that he talks about, factual discoveries, that they'll be taking pictures of, releasing, how are the normal person, the normal man and woman, and even the youngsters, how are they going to stand against it? They're going to come up here and they're going to say, look, these are the facts. That's what Noah said. They're going to come with absolute proof that the human race was, I guess, like Zachariah Sitchin says, created by the, what do they call those guys, the Anunnaki, I guess. And anybody that really studies the Bible and studies what Zachariah Sitchin had to say about it will note almost immediately that an awful lot of scripture that disagreed with him was left out, which is, of course, very easy to do, I guess, if you want to, you know, fool people. Here's another part of the bots. There are yet more new sets for woo-woo happening in Alaska. He's talking, remember when Linda Moltenhall revealed that there were two pyramids found in Alaska?
That's right.
Remember? And,
yes,
okay.
I do.
Not referencing more normal snow, wind, or moose-driven woo-woo, but here the data sets are describing space alien woo-woo. Again, we have many cross links to Antarctica, where our terminating sets include both unknown, officially denied, as well as space aliens, and ancient civilizations.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So here we are.
That's incredibly pointing towards what we've just been discussing, and some type of a disclosure. You know, there are some in the background, Stuart, that have been recently saying that they are expecting some kind of disclosure from the Trump administration. Now, I don't think anybody ever thought of that, but, you know, it's entirely possible.
Well, he would probably be one who would attempt to disclose it if he, how do I say this? This is deep black projects, and usually they cut the president and Congress and those kind of people out because we're being run by an invisible government called the powers that be. They are not the elected officials at all. These are the deep black corporations and the corporate owners, rich men of the earth, Psalm 2, et cetera, et cetera. So if he's part of it and they just decide, I know Cliff Eye claims that a lot of this stuff is going to be revealed now because I believe it's part of that strong delusion. And you have said, and I agree 100%, that the rich men of the earth are the most deceived of all.
That's right. I agree with that.
So would it make sense then that they would get everybody ready for this arrival? Don't you think?
Well, it does. I mean, it does, Stuart, and at the same time, it makes a little sense, too, that maybe this is the time frame of bringing about the work for that third temple, you know, that we're talking about, that Israel sent, you know, the Sanhedrin is pushing so heavily between the wild cards. All this about the same time frame.
Yes, and that is, of course, the marker, because you have to have a temple for Antichrist to go in there and desecrate it. So we're right on the verge, on the cusp, because it's just amazing now that the Sanhedrin is writing Putin and Trump for help to do it, because this will probably cause a flash war, wouldn't you think, with the Arabs?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Stuart, and I'd like your opinion on this. I think also that is what Obama and Kerry and a number of the Muslim nations are so scared about, is the fact that Trump might make a move on Jerusalem for Israel.
Yes, and I can't imagine that the Muslim world does not understand that if that temple goes out, their days are numbered. And it seems like the whole rich men of the earth are, aligned against this in one sense, and yet it's got to be part of the overall plan for the, and it's kind of hard to unravel all of that because, how do I word this? We know that the strong delusion is tied into Israel and their acceptance of the Messiah, of a false Messiah. So it all seems to be coming together with an arrival, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And something interesting, too, I just want to make a note of is Barry Rothman just released a, talking about Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, her mother, which just passed away. He did a Torah code on Carrie Fisher as Leah and said that had more than a fictional love for Han Solo. And they're coming out now and revealing that in the open, and the Torah codes back that up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're talking
probably
about Star Wars.
Yeah. Well, I've always thought that Hollywood gets fed all this information. How did this Alien versus Predator, the way it starts, is exactly what we're reading now.
Exactly.
In the news.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like following the script.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? Here's some more, though, from the bots. Yet more data growth in the death of religion sets as we move through model space through 2017 to 2018. The new data sets have the Antarctica discovery providing more than new technologies in an economic boom period. We also have new sets accruing from May 2017 onward with a very large bulging of data. New sets and some ancient videos coming out of Antarctica.
Wow.
And it talks about changing how people eat. Now, you might not think anything about it, but remember the Bible says that the world goes vegetarian and it's against the law to eat meat.
That's right.
And here we have this thing here on the bots. It's going to change the way people eat. And I'll bet you it's going vegetarian then. What do you think?
Well, Stuart, we do know that a lot of the radiations and the cosmic activity, too, including the sun, have killed so much of the animal life in the seas. And a lot of the animal life on land now they're not doing well at all. Of course, humans aren't either, but the animal life are in bad shape.
Yeah, and the more the sun works up, and then we got that wave sometime approaching from Dr. Paul LaViolette. I don't know what happened to that December 26th. I've heard some bad stuff coming out about some of the people involved in that information, but I want to close with this one. There are sets within the global population and markets, space goats, entities that tie CERN to the death of religion. Isn't that interesting?
Oh, my.
So, yeah, we're right on the verge of it. How do people reach you, Larry? We're almost out of time here.
The quickest way is my blog, LarryWTaylor.org. That's LarryWTaylor.org.
Well, thanks for coming on for this short update for Monday. And, folks, this is getting serious now. There's too many things coming together just as Lord Jesus Christ said they would. That there would be a merging of all of these signs together. Now we've got Antarctica and a new discovery and all kinds of stuff now just coming to the surface. Anyway, we thank everybody for listening and tuning in, and hopefully we'll see you again on Wednesday night. Anyway, good night and take care.